You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Couple things still to come. You know, I never got to some of this trans athlete stuff. I mentioned maybe yesterday at part. I have, I don't even call her a little girl. She's 15 years old who lives next door to me. She loves softball. She's a softball player for Rockwood Summit. And she was already aware of this pitcher that's like 6'1", who's a male, who's a boy, up in Minnesota taking opportunities away from girls. And that's kind of been in the news. And we're going to have Olivia Krolchek, who's going to come on here after the top of the hour. She's an ambassador with the Riley Gaines Center. She's been here many times before. We'll catch up with her after the 5 o'clock hour. Kit Bond died today. Longtime United States Senator from Missouri. He was governor of Missouri. We'll take a look back at Kit and honor him with Scott Faughn in the next hour. But right now, let's do this. Remember, I have this little thing I can play.
Telephone Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
I might not have left myself as much time as usual, but if you do have anything on your mind, and I was going to talk about the $400 million gift from Qatar, but jump on in here this afternoon, 314-241-9797, 241-9797. Fred handed me an interesting piece of paper here because I guess it was, I never know whether to trust this, but this is the Washington Post, and they kind of do this this deal about other gifts that the presidents, other U.S. presidents have accepted. I thought this one was really funny. When Obama made his first official visit to Australia in 2011, he snagged a crocodile attack insurance policy from the Northern Territory's chief minister. If he had been attacked by a crocodile, the policy would have paid out $50,000 to Michelle.
Wow.
And he did say something funny. He goes, I have to admit, when we reformed healthcare in America, crocodile insurance is one thing we left out. That's rather humorous when you think about it. But this is obviously in the news because of the gift that the president says he's going to accept. I'm still not convinced that's all going to happen. There has been some pushback, you know, by Republicans. I mentioned yesterday, you got the hard right in the kooky Laura Loomer, who's not a fan of it, trying to encourage President Trump. And she does have some influence, I would say, unfortunately. And then people on the left questioning if there's, you know, improprieties here. If you have that on your mind, that's one of the topics here this afternoon. But let's go to the phone calls. If I can press the right buttons here this afternoon. Mark, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling this afternoon.
Hello there.
And thanks for having the same name as me because it makes it easier to remember. But go ahead.
Absolutely. I appreciate that myself. But I've got information for you more valuable than a multi-million dollar airplane, and that is where to get a good Greek euro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
I love this. That's
me.
Perfect.
Ironically, it's the same place that somebody texted you about. I heard that also in there. But right there, it's just north on 94, just north of 370.
Huh.
Little thing right at the end of the strip mall next to the Phillips 66 gas station there. And it's run by a small little Greek gentleman with his wife. And just he offers both the beef and the lamb.
Oh.
Your choices. Makes a great little salad. His hummus is really good because he puts all kinds of good stuff in with it. It's not just a little cup of hummus. It's a small tray of hummus with some extra goodies added to it and everything. He makes his own tzatziki sauce.
Ooh.
So it just,
what's the name of it?
This is coming from a Eurolip.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the name?
I heard somebody call to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure because I never pay attention. Somebody called it, I believe, El Greco or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. El Greco. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. See, he'd be a person. I'd love to ask him that question because I wonder if it's commonality. There were a couple of people on the trip that agreed with me, but you know, I don't know if there's a distinct difference. I don't know what that distinct difference is between what I had in parts of Greece and what I get here, but I do like the ones here. So we're going to have to check that one out. That's off the beaten path for me, but I'm willing, like I said, to make the trek.
It's worth it. I promise you.
Well, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for checking in this afternoon.
Let's see. Best call ever.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that. Any food recommendations are totally accepted. I mean, food deliveries are a little bit better than that, but we understand limitations there, especially with Post Malone in town and traffic tonight. Carl, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I've been listening to you for a long time. I'm going to make this as quick as I can. It took me a while to like you. It did. I'm not even going to lie. Yeah, so, but now
well, most people don't like me, so that's unique. But thank you for that. Go ahead.
But I really appreciate your thing. But I'm going to make I was a military 10 years, military police. I'm a father of three girls. I was a Democrat most of my life, just till this January. And my mom and the two things that you talk about today are the reasons why I left the Democratic Party, because I don't stand with them at all. One is transgender.
Yeah.
I don't care if you identify as a blue person. If you go through period, if you're born a male, go through period as male, you're not playing in sports against my girls. I'm sorry. Yes. And I'm a Democrat. Like I said, I just recently was a Democrat. And just on that note, I retire now, but I'm an Uber driver. I haven't met one person, not one Republican. And my mom's a Democrat. She does not believe this, too. So it's not just the left. It's the crazy left. So I wish you would say the crazy left.
Well, and you know, oftentimes, in fairness, I often point that out. And when I do, and I don't maybe say it all the time, Carl, but what I do point out is I include people like Jane, some of the people on my roundtable. We don't have the loony left on the roundtable. You don't want to hear it. Most people don't want to hear it. The common sense Democrats, the people in Missouri, they're against that, too. I have gay friends. My best friend is gay, his partner. They don't like that. They see the fairness issue. It's really incredible to me that some people, and I have some audio that I'll play in the next hour, like Chris Murphy from Connecticut, who still want to stand by this because a small portion of their party believes in that. I don't get it, but I understand your position as well.
Can I say one more thing before you cut me off?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And another thing, too, as a husband of 16 years, and like I said, why are we spending money? I'm sorry. When Trump said he's getting rid of people, he does what he says. I don't particularly like Trump, but he does exactly what he says. Mm. So why are we spending? This man had, I saw the pictures. He looked like he was in a gang. The tattoos on his neck, and I don't know for sure. But we're not. Why are we wasting money on the Democratic Party, wasting time on this man who's twice, not once, twice, wife said, please don't bring him back.
So did you, out of curiosity, did you vote for Kamala?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Did you not vote for either? Did you not vote, or did you vote for Trump?
I did vote for Trump.
Okay.
For the main reason I voted for Trump, and I'm going to tell you this, because as a veteran, we were on the brink of World War III, and Biden and Trump were talking about, you know, their golf games. I'm like, guys, we need to watch out what China and Russia are doing. And I think the only person that Putin would listen to at that time would be Trump.
Yeah.
And, and that's what and mine is, because I was in war. So my whole thing is not personal issues. It's just, I know what war does to our young men.
It's awful.
And I'm an African American. I'm a black male. And I know where they're going to come from. They come from the rural counties where they don't have a lot of money. They come from the inner cities where they don't have a lot of money. So it's war would what's the word I'm looking for? I don't have the right word, but it would be a bad thing for everything.
Well, so I agree
with
you.
That was my number one reason.
Carl, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys.
All right, and thank you for liking me, because again, that's not very common. And I would recommend to everyone, I always bring this up because it's a great documentary from 2005. It's called Why We Fight, and it's framed around Dwight Eisenhower's speech about the military-industrial complex. And I'm not risk averse to admitting mistakes in the past. And there were certainly things that many of us, many on the right, maybe even many on the left, said during the Gulf War 20 years ago, whatever that would be now, that were just wrong. And you know, so many, I think about these kids, I've watched this documentary on Apple TV Plus about Vietnam. You think about what's happening in Israel right now or what's happening in Ukraine. These are young kids. You know, when I was in Greece, they have mandatory military service, right? Which ends up going well for most people, and then they can advance into their careers. But not if you're in, you know, Ukraine, and not if you're Israel, and not if you're in other parts of the world where you have fighting going on. And I think that that war machine, you know, there's clearly a reason why we had the first two world wars. You can self-examine Vietnam. The Cold War certainly led to a period where maybe we were on the brink a few times. But the military, this was my philosophy, peace through strength, which is, I think, what Donald Trump's philosophy is that matches Ronald Reagan. But I'm horrified by the notion that so many of these young people were affected by this for the rest of their life, whether it's just something like PTSD, right? And, and, you know, so Trump says something like that, and then he gets accused of disrespecting the military when, in fact, he's saying, we don't need to have men and women coming back with no limbs when we don't have the vested interest that this country should have. Now, look, we got people coming on the shore. If we have a threat directly to this country, we're going to take action, right? And people are going to want to take action. But I appreciate certainly what Carl had to say there, and I appreciate the phone call on Telephone Tuesday. We have a few more minutes here if you want to jump in. I got to take another break, though. 314-241-9797 is Telephone Tuesday on The Mark Reardon Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The previous caller, Carl, very smart guy. I liked Carl a lot. He mentioned the trans issue. Olivia Krolchek is going to weigh in on this. There's a couple of stories that are just mind-boggling how anyone can support these boys that are competing against girls. But lo and behold, they do it. It's Telephone Tuesday. We have a few minutes left if you'd like to jump in here this afternoon. I just told Fred, so I have one topic that I could have tossed out. And we may save it for next week, but if we have a minute here at the end of the hour, I'll mention it to you because I have conflicting information on a topic that I'm relatively passionate about, and we'll see if we can squeeze it in. Let's see. Who do we have here? Waldo? That's not a real name. Waldo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. Where's Waldo, right? He's right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to comment on this new mayor. I have a feeling she's going to be useless, too. I heard her on Camel X today, and she was talking about flat tires and how this is terrible. And Ronchi and the gal, I never asked her, what are you going to propose to do about this? It was just a bunch of word salad.
Yeah, if you missed earlier, I played some of the sound bites, but what's her name? That's Amy Markscores. I like that. But, you know, I've already heard that feedback from a lot of people. In fairness to Carrie, you got to give her a little time here to get her footing. But I also think, you know, I said this about Lida Cruz and Sue, and I said it about Tishara, and what do I know about, you know, public relations when it comes to politicians? But would it be so hard when something significant happens in the city that clearly a lot of people are talking about, right?
Right.
And clearly, when it's been established that the city, and you love parts of the city,
I
and
do.
Carondelet Park is an amazing, that's why I live there. I love that park so much. I miss it.
Yeah.
I really do. But when you have people that they want reasons to come to the city, they want to come to the Hill, they want to come to different
right.
areas. But when you can't even address it and say, look, this is unacceptable, and take a stand and say, what we're going to do here is commit to more resources one way or the other. But they never say that.
No.
They never do that. How hard would that be?
Just say, this is why I'm committing to you today to hire 350 new police officers by blah, blah. It never happens.
Well, and I get that you can't wave a magic wand, but I think it would instill some confidence in people who both live in the city and who don't live in the city. Fred, you know this group, Citizens for a Greater Downtown, right?
Right.
So they posted something yesterday, and they post videos and pictures on a regular basis, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but again, it was complaining about some of the activity downtown. And swear to God, they were filming right across from our building, because we see it all the time. We see people passing out, whether it's fentanyl or whether it's something else. I don't feel safe right around the building. In my car, I do, but there are things that happen that, you know, people are in crisis. They need help. They're laying around in the park. You don't know if they're dead or alive. We've had people who have called 911. You have people that are defecating, leaning up against the trees right here across from our building. They're peeing on the trees. It's not acceptable. Now, you can't wave a magic wand, but have a commitment to making things a little bit better. And some of this doesn't seem to me that difficult, at least to show some leadership and say, we care, we know where you are, we support the police, right? We support the cops, because right. It's not the cops' fault that this is happening. It's just that there are not enough cops. They want to do their job. We're going to give them the resources. But Chief Tracy is a big rhymes with wussy. I probably should say the word, but Sue would be offended, and some other people, maybe my daughter's listening.
It's just not necessary.
What a wussy. What to say that word?
Yeah, oh. When you rhyme but it, we all get it.
Okay, but that's what he is. And it's disgusting. We're paying this guy so much money. Where the hell is he on some of these issues? He should be out there in front. He should be supporting their officers. Now,
yes.
I know this for a fact. When I reached out to cops yesterday on the Holly Hills issue, including a good friend who used to live in that neighborhood, he was outraged. But he also, and I've heard this from other cops, he, at least at this point, and this is what you want to maintain, he feels and other officers feel like Kara will be an upgrade.
Really?
And will show some support. Yes.
Okay.
But you have too many moments like this where she's a word salad and she's wishy-washy and she's not really committing to making any changes. And let's face it, it's her crazy board of aldermen
that
are the trouble. It doesn't help at all. We have Megan Green still in the picture. So, you know, the mayor, no matter how popular or unpopular, still has limitations within what the board will allow you to do. But I just feel we have this conversation so often about why people don't want to come to the city. Well, everyone that might have thought they wanted to come to the city, and then they see that video, and maybe they don't even know where Holly Hills is.
I know.
But they see the video, and they see Jane's video of the motorcycle gang that came right down here on Market a few weeks ago, and they're like, yeah, that's why we don't come into the city. That's why we go to the Greek restaurant in St. Charles, because we don't want to go there.
Yeah. It's a shame. And as a result, I mean, we have all kinds of really fabulous neighborhoods in the city that people never see. And part of it is because we just can't get them policed so that people will get past that. But that prejudice against the city and its danger has existed since
sure.
I've been a kid, the 70s. And it's just become worse.
But Sue, you and Fred has this perspective, because I used to be the guy that would say, come on, if you're out in Chesterfield or Baldwin, where I grew up, come to the city of St. Louis. It's not what you think. Well, that was 10 years ago, or that was 15 years ago. And I don't feel that way. And I know that you've even given me a little pushback on what's happened downtown, but it is a narrow part of downtown. But it's still a part of downtown from where we are, I would say, all the way to the Arch and just a little bit west of here. And then by the soccer stadium, things get a little safer, right?
I am not saying it's not. All I'm saying is if we were having enough police, we could at least make the safer, and then it would go from there.
No, and I know that. And you're right about that. And that's why I've even said, look, have a couple of cop cars just right outside of Enterprise Center, maybe a few blocks away from Busch Stadium. But those guys are working probably overtime, or they're just contracted out anyway. We'll see if this new mayor can come up with some real solutions.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.